From Homestead Falls, Ohio, tonight, the Lakewood Rangers have come into Homestead Falls to take on the Bulldogs. It is a packed house. I am Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez for the Keon Sports Game of the Week. Welcome in, Ruben.
Glad to be here, Vince. You got us a big crowd here tonight on both sides. A rematch game from back in December. Homestead Falls got this one circled on their calendar following a 44-40 loss back in December to this Lakewood team. It's exciting to be here tonight, Vince. This is going to be a good one.
Absolutely. We got the music blaring. Guys, it is a packed house. I cannot say it enough. Playoff atmosphere tonight from Homestead Falls. Again, Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. You will be on the ride with us all night long. Guys, I cannot begin to tell you the adrenaline right now.
Yeah, big SWC battle for supremacy. Homestead Falls coming in at 13-2. Lakewood with a 10-4 record. But you can throw those records away when these two teams get together. They know each other too well.
Absolutely. And guys, this game, as all our games, brought to you by our fine sponsors. We're going to talk to you about them right now. And if we're yelling, it's because we're excited, baby. Woo! So Richard Max, our first one, a rematch, Richard Ward, I should say. Now, he is the number one real estate worldwide, Richard Ward is, with Remax Beyond 2000. He's your hometown expert. Richard Ward is a full-time realtor specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies with offices in Middlebury Heights, Broadview Heights, and Westlake. Richard Ward and his team are available to guide you through the entire process of buying your dream home or your current home. Whether buying or selling, Richard Ward, the experience, the knowledge, he's got you covered. Also brought to you by Cleveland Fitness Club. For 20 plus years, they've been much more than a place to go work out. They have it all. Bikes, tracks, courts, poles. Check them out today. They're at 6600 West 130th. But you know what? When you're done working out, you want to have a little bit more fun? Go across the street to Airport Go-Kart. They're at 16208 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. It's fun for everyone. But that's not the only place you're going to want to go drive a car, right, Ruben?
I need to get a brand new car with a radio as loud as it is in here.
It's jamming.
This is absolutely amazing, man.
Now, if you're looking for a new used car, go see our guy, James McConville, Jimmy Mac Bone, at Helene Kia of North Homestead. Tell him Vince McKee sent you. Finally, our final pregame sponsor, Hoosier Hockey. Yes, we're at a basketball game. Yes, we know that. However, hockey is huge. And right now, we're heading up for the Baron Cup. You're going to want to go on to HoosierHockey.com for all your tape, wax, lace, apparel, everything you need to know. They will hook you up. Again, www.HoosierHockey.org or on Amazon. Ruben, are you ready?
I'm as ready as rain. This is amazing. One hell of an atmosphere here tonight, Vince. I'm ready to see these teams go at it again.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Homestead Falls with their star, Eric Hanna. Everybody around the area knows about Mr. Hanna, last year's SWC Player of the Year. And the consensus to repeat that again this year.
Absolutely. And as we talked about, we saw this Lakewood team a few weeks back absolutely eat the lunch of Avon Lake. It was a dominating effort that night by Tommy Sala. Few will forget his dominance on that night. Again, not only Tommy Sala, guys off the bench like Cotto, also in that starting lineup, Tim Smith. This team's talented and they're ready. Sit back, put your feet up, and we're back with tip-off.
And guys, welcome back. As we begin here with the starting lineups being announced live, here live on the Keon Sports Radio Network. And as we finish up the Lakewood announcements, it's about to get real loud here in a few minutes. As Homestead Falls will be announced next, and Ruben, you can almost already feel the anticipation right now.
Yeah, Vince, it's going to be interesting to see the height advantage of Lakewood and their interior game versus Homestead Falls' quickness. their pressing defense, and the play of Eric Hanna. And so you see also the adjustments that Olmsted Falls has made against the Lakewood team that took them down a couple of months ago. It's going to be interesting. It's fun to watch.
It's going to get real loud.
Number 23, Braden Delasco.
Delasco, the former receiver and defensive back for the Bulldogs.
At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 30, Michael Prince.
Michael Prince.
At forward, a 6-4 senior, number 44, Gavin Dietrich.
Gavin Dietrich.
And at guard, a 6-1 senior, number 3, Eric Hanna.
And fans, put your feet up, grab something cold to drink, and sit back and relax, baby, because it's time. If your adrenaline isn't pumping right now, go get your heart checked. You might be dead. Now time, Lakewood versus Olmsted Falls in a battle for SWC's supremacy. Vince McKee, Ruben Rodriguez, Keon Sports, here we go. All right, both teams settle up for the jump ball. The Linky Smith, and it's gonna go to the Bulldogs. Here comes Olmsted Falls.
Right off the bat, Vince. Lakewood and a man to man.
Olmsted Falls working from left to right on your radio dial. Lakewood working from right to left. My apologies. Olmsted Falls working left to right. Olmsted Falls wearing the white jerseys, white trunks, yellow trim. Lakewood in the old-fashioned Showtime Laker jerseys, gold and purple. First shot of the game, three-pointer, no good.
And there was a Lakewood height right there. The height advantage inside. Grab that rebound right away from Hanna.
Here come the Rangers on the attack. Looking to strike first. What kind of defense the Bulldogs throwing to Ruben?
They're in that man-to-man defense up tight.
Lakewood looking to play a little two-man ball up top. Smith. Over to Marcano. It's down low to Sala. Marcano up, no foul! Hard hit by the Bulldogs, good defense!
Great defense by Hanna, he put his hand straight up in the air, had to rule.
He did, three ball, Bulldogs off the front of the rim, no good.
That rule of verticality where he went straight up.
Yeah, big time, yep. Tim Smith has it for the Rangers, the big lanky guard. Kicks it out, Sala. Sala swings it back up top.
Hanna, good defense on Sala there, Vince.
Indeed. Sala's got it, backdoor to Marcano. Crowd into it. Three ball. Rangers, no good. Christian Marcano.
Good interior defense by Olmsted Falls. They're good at that, collapsing their defenses and not letting any interior penetration. Good job there.
Yep. The defensive energy high on both sides of the ball to start this game, Ruben. Bulldogs up. Game's first points, no.
No call there.
Rebound, Rangers.
Hanna was looking for the foul there, Vince. Didn't get it.
He was. Smith, down low to Sala. Sala drives it in. No travel. Jump ball call. It's good tile.
That stays here, Vince.
Good aggressive play there by the Bulldogs to force the jump ball. The ball will stay with the Rangers. Well, that's the kind of tough defense you're going to need from the Bulldogs tonight.
Yeah, both teams feeling each other out here early, Vince. Taking some...
Well, the Bulldogs are going to have to play physical, Ruben, because they're giving up a lot of height to the Rangers.
Yeah. Both teams are shooting. They're taking some ill-advised shots early, but the defense has a lot to do with it.
All right. Now they will reset the offense. Rangers reset their offense here. And it looks like a turnover. Nope. Out of bounds on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was good defense there by the Bulldogs. Gavin Dietrich was fronting Sala underneath. There was nothing there.
All right, so here we go. Rangers inbound to Marcano. chases it down, yeah, over and back. Referee Kerry Kemp on the call.
Yeah, Mims touched that ball right before it went over the end line. He went back and couldn't do anything with it.
We are now 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. No points on the board. Both teams coming out playing very aggressive defense. Again, you're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. That is KEE on Sports Radio Network.
Lakewood still sticking to that man-to-man defense.
Ball out of bounds there. We'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Salah got a hand on that, Vince. Good call.
Absolutely. Now, Lakewood's going to be using that length as much as they can to clog up those lanes. Bulldogs are going to have to play ultra-physical to deal with the height of the Rangers. Olmstead Falls has it top of the key.
They're putting multiple guys on Hannah. Wherever he goes, he's got one or two guys with him, Vince.
Here's Golaska. Up, no good. Rebound, Marcano. Tries to outlet to the Smith. No good.
Olmstead Falls.
Timmy Smith tried to hustle that one down. Couldn't get there.
Yeah, that was a bad pass by Mintz. Should have just held the ball, get it to his guards. Trying to get it all in one bite.
Ball will go back to the Bulldogs. 5 minutes to go. First quarter, 0-0. Olmstead Falls takes it up the court. Top of the key by Fritz. And a travel call or a hold. Hold Ruben on 11.
Yeah.
So Darby.
11, Zion Darby, that's his first team first.
Zion, yeah, Darby of the Rangers picks up the holding.
Yeah, they're calling this one tight early, Vince. It's actually, there's nowhere for any of these teams to go. They're
three ball, Olmstead, yeah. Falls, no good. From the corner.
Good rebound.
Good rebound by Golaska.
That's what they've been doing. Everybody's just shooting up threes. There's nothing inside for either team yet.
And Brandon Golaska, star receiver for the Bulldogs, showing his athletic ability on the basketball court as well. Golaska has it again. Kicks it up top, top key. Out to Hannah. Hannah being locked down right now, Ruben. Hannah,
yeah,
again.
They're keeping multiple bodies on him up
Golaska
top.
Golaska tries to drive, cut in. Hannah, juke fake shot. Hannah, up. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Rangers.
Yeah, he rushed that when he had could have pulled it back out and ran a play.
Nate Mims on the rebound. Gets it to Smith. Back to Marcano. Marcano stolen by the Bulldogs.
Dietrich with good hands there, Vince.
Game's first points right now. Oh!
It should go the other way. Yep.
Wow. And it's a charge called against the Bulldogs, but it looked like he might have been. Wait, no, what's the call? So it's a charge on the Bulldogs, fans. If you can see it, Olmstead Falls guard drove the lane, got drilled underneath the hoop. It should have been a block. Referees might have bungled that one, called it a charge. Ball back to the Rangers. Yeah, 4 minutes to go.
That was one of those that can go either way. It did not go Olmstead Falls way there.
Nope, should have been a block. So here we go, halfway through the first quarter. No points. This is incredible. Yeah! And there it is. Tim Smith breaks the seal.
He cracks
at the
4-minute
mark. He did. Like a fat penguin. 3:40 to go. Lakewood leads it 2-0. It's been a wild one already. Bulldog
drive.
Kick it outside. Looking for Hannah. Spin move, Hannah. Travel.
Yeah, there's multiple, like I am missing that. There's multiple guys going on Hannah wherever he goes. They're switching off on him in the perimeter, and when he tries to drive inside, he's got the height waiting for him.
And guys, I kid you not, we are packed in like sardines. 3:30 to go. Rangers have it, looking to extend a 2-0 lead. A wild one, to say the least. Full court trap against the Rangers. They finally break it. Here's Timmy Smith. Looks for the corner, has a man. Lakewood might have traveled, they didn't call it. Still with Smith. Lockdown defense by Olmstead Falls.
Good defense on Salah.
Unbelievable. Rangers cannot find a seam. 3:10 to go in the third. In the first. 2-0. Marcano. Inside turnover. Bulldogs have it.
Nothing inside for either team, Vince, today. Nothing so far.
And the Bulldogs score. And there it was, Dietrich on the steal. Found his man. And it is now 2-2. Stephon Austin with the points.
And now the Stones for the Falls. Checking into the red line number 21, Ryan Higginbotham.
Higginbotham in the game now for the Bulldogs. That's Ryan, number 21. He is part of the Higginbotham brother tandem. Are they twins? You and Ryan? Anybody? Yeah.
And it's starting to press. It's not the way to break this press, Vince. They're lucky they got it over.
Very much so. 2.5 to go. 2-2. He traveled. They don't call it. He gets stuffed anyways. Rangers have it. Fast break. Lakewood. Up shot. No good. Foul call.
Looked like a little ball there to me, Vince. But Hannah on the other end for Olmstead Falls. Trying to force it. Trying to do a little bit too much. He'll settle down. They got to settle this thing down a little bit. 2-2 tie with the quarter almost over.
And Alaska called for the foul.
They're rushing themselves a little bit. It's both teams.
And Ruben, you had a pretty good angle on it. He definitely had all ball.
Yeah, it looks to me like I was all ball there. But
it's up. It's good. Number 4, Derek Walker hits the front end of the double dose. Coming off the court will be Tommy Sala. All right. So at the line, Derek Walker has hit the front end. 3-2 Lakewood right now. Up and off the back of the rim. No good. Olmstead Falls has it. 2:20 to go.
Darby trying to sell one there, Vince, on the rebound. They weren't going to call that.
Nope, not at all. Here come the Bulldogs, down 3-2. A little over 2 minutes to go. And this has been a good one.
Now they put that little bit more height on Hannah, but putting Smith on him.
The Bulldogs. Oh, a foul called on Mercado. Might have been a touch.
Yeah, it was a push there, Vince. They called, made the right call.
But he's got a little bit of his hip to him, too.
Yeah, but again, they're
first, team second. The
Lakewood switching off every chance they get on Eric Hanna. They're putting the height on him with Smith, the quickness in with Mims. You can't get anything inside either.
And Chuck Backus. It's Backus hitting the front end of the double dose. Tying the game 3-3.
Salah back in for Darby. And that's what Lakewood does very well. Their bench is so deep, they can come in and out of 2 or 3 point spurts and intervals and put fresh players in there.
No doubt. Backus misses the backhand of the 1-on-1. All right, 3-3. Minute 54 to go. Rangers need to get across half court. Rangers still haven't crossed half court. Now they get it out to Sala. Tommy Sala. The jump shot by Sala. Beautiful form. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's Golaska. Minute 39 to go. Bulldogs have it, working from left to right.
Yeah, Tim Smith got in there very easily, Vince. I'm surprised he didn't make that shot. It was right there.
Beautiful move. All right, now Bulldogs have it. Back is top of the key. We'll back it out. Good defense there by the Rangers. There's no, stripped. Ball will stay with the Bulldogs. Underneath, shot up. No good, no foul.
Good defense by Tommy Sala underneath there.
1:11 to go, 3-3. Rangers swapped away again. Here come the Bulldogs.
Yeah, ill-advised pass by Mims.
Oh, my goodness. Easy layup missed by Eric Hanna. You should have had that. Here come the Rangers. Ball thrown away. No, save. Back to the Bulldogs.
It's getting wild out here, Vince. Woo-hoo. It's getting a little crazy. Both teams got to settle this thing down.
Unbelievable. 3-3. 43 seconds to go. Bulldogs have it. Top of the key, three ball. Looks good.
Ryan Higginbottom with a big three.
Ryan Higginbottom with the bottom. Matt Marcano to answer. Nate Mims on the push out.
Yeah, Nate Mims
drills it. Six
Nate,
all.
Nate Mims found himself open in the corner.
Man,
that's what happens when everything is it's like a horse
open.
Race out here. Yep. Somebody's going to be open eventually.
And Nate Mims is wide open, too. All right, here we go. Eric Hanna without a point for the Bulldogs in the first quarter. That has to be noted, Rubano. And here's Hanna now, three ball. Oh!
Woo-hoo-hoo! Score being the first quarter, Olmstead Falls 6, Lakewood 6. Ladies and gentlemen, as many of you know, in college basketball,
6-6.
Coaches versus cancer suits.
And here we go. As we prepare for the second quarter, we want to take this time out to tell you about Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition that has been serving customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. You can find their flavors anywhere popcorn is sold, including Giant Eagle Marks. Visit them online at jennyspopcorn.com or in person at 38727 Taylor Parkway in North Richmond. You can't have popcorn all the time. Every once in a while, you want some candy. Well, Rocket Fist Candy has you covered, especially if you have a sweet tooth. Rocket Fist Candy, with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat, putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them today at 530 Euclid Avenue, Suite 22B, in the heart of the Fifth Street Arcade. Finally, our final sponsor here after the first quarter will be Frankie's Italian Cuisine. If you're looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal, love Italian food, Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Visit them tonight on Great Northern Boulevard. What a quarter, huh?
Yeah, Vince, it's the surprising part. Eric Hanna 0 for 5 from the field. A 6-6 tie after one quarter. This has that 40s feel to it like
it
the first game did.
Oh, my God. It absolutely
one of the
does.
First team to 40 probably will win this game.
Well, and guys, if you want to be a sponsor like the ones I just said, know any small business owners that need a lot of hype, they could reach us, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com.
Third quarter, Lakewood starts out with that same man-to-man defense that's been outstanding all evening with it so far.
Three ball by the Bulldogs. Got it!
Ryan Higginbotham again with a second three ball.
Higginbotham starting to heat up here. He almost knocked over our table with that last three-pointer. 9-6 Bulldogs lead. We're going to have to bolt this one down. All right, Rangers have the ball. Here's Sala, three ball from deep. No good.
Now Homestead Falls has come out in the second quarter, confusing him with a little bit of a matchup zone.
Yep, Timmy Smith on the three ball, no good. Smith and Sala, the big man. Tommy Sala, number 10, Tim Smith, number 5.
Yeah, the Bulldogs showing up. How they can show multiple looks on defense on one possession. They started with a man-to-man across court. Across the timeline, then they switched it over to a matchup zone.
I see my man there in the front row, Scotty Russman, says he's on babysitting duty tonight. I don't know what parent.
He's got the best seat in the house, Vince.
Yep. All right, 7 to go, 9-6. Homestead Falls with the lead. Working from left to right, looking to build on that lead.
Lakewood stays in their zone,
Three
defense.
Ball, Golaska, in and out. That zone is unbelievable for Lakewood. Is this Cotto in the game? It is.
Yeah, Shannon Cotto's in now, point guard for Lakewood.
Shannon Cotto, an inspiration. We'll get to that in a bit. Cotto has it, top of the key, looking for a pick. Swings it around. Lakewood looking to break the seal.
Now Homestead Falls switches to a 1-2-2 zone defense.
It's one of my favorite defenses. I love that defense.
Like I said, they're very
switching
astute in switching their defenses, even during a possession.
Darby up top. Swings it. Derek Walker has it. Might have traveled. No call. Back to Cotto. Shannon Cotto will reset the offense.
Yeah, great zone defense here by Homestead Falls.
Here's Tim. Oh! Tommy Sala finally, after 45 seconds of dribbling and passing, takes it in, gets fouled, but no good. 9-6.
Yeah, number two, Chuck Backus. That's his first team third.
And that's Backus.
Yeah, Tommy Sala just put his shoulder down, got in the lane.
Number 10, Tommy Sala.
And Sala in the lane, front end of the 1-1, nails it. One more to go there. 9-7. Checking back in for the Bulldogs, Eric Hanna. He's going to have to heat up soon.
Here comes Lakewood again with these multiple substitutions, Vince. Two in, three out. Two in, three in, two out. Put fresh bodies out there.
It's a rumbling. There's Tommy Sala. Sala up, Sala good. 9-8. Bulldogs have it. Working from left to right on your radio dial. Here come the Bulldogs.
And Lakewood in a man-to-man again. A little bit of a half-court trap defense, but they backed off of it.
Yeah, that Lakewood coach likes to switch it up every time down the court. That is, again, there.
They've got to try to find a way to get Eric Hanna loose here. Maybe set some back picks. They got Shannon Cottle on him. He's got an distinct height advantage.
Kerry Kemp calls an offensive foul on the Bulldogs. And it might have been on Hanna. Nope. Staying with it. Oh, Kemp changes mind. It's going to stay with him instead of falls.
I see what he did there. Salo put his shoulder into Eric Hanna.
Yeah.
He meant to call it against Lakewood, but he pointed the wrong way. That's all.
All right.
There was no conspiracy there, folks.
Nate Mims, no relation to Chris Mims, as far as we know. For all you Cavs diehards. All right, Bulldogs have it. Looking to extend on a 9-8 lead. Again, trying to get Hanna going. He's yet to score. There's Olmstead Falls. Pump fake by Galasco. A turnover.
Oh.
They're going to call a reach.
Yeah, Salo tried to stick his hand in the cookie jar there, Tim. Or Vince.
That's his first team fourth.
Called on.
He got caught. It's funny how the first quarter, those plays weren't being called. Now the whistles are coming fast and fear.
Yep. Seven total fouls. Four on the Rangers, three on the Bulldogs. Kickball.
Kickball on downstairs with the Bulldogs.
Second one of those we've seen. And varsity head coach of Lakewood, Mr. Alex Kamok, has to be happy with his defensive effort on Hanna.
Yeah, they got to try to find a way to get this kid loose. He's being guarded by Shannon Cotto, who's 3 inches shorter than him. They got to start getting some back picks or something to get him loose.
Yep, absolutely. Shannon Cotto on him like a fly.
Help!
There it is. Backdoor cut good. Stephon Austin.
Austin Stephon with a nice drive.
Another receiver in football. Oh, stole. There it is. Right back. Great play by Hanna. Bulldogs have it. Looking to build a lead. It's up. It's no good. Rebound Bulldogs. It's up. It's good. Stephon Austin.
Stephon with back-to-back bunnies in the lane. Extends the lead to 5, Vince.
Biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. Stephon Austin, one-man show out there. 13-8.
Lakewood trying to find a way to get this ball inside. Use their height advantage. Olmstead Falls now is collapsing their zone. Won't let him do it.
Kickball. All right. 13-8, 4:19 to play. Lakewood has it. Purple jerseys, yellow numbers, purple trunks.
Just turned into a chess match here between the two coaches to see whose interior defense is going to...
No doubt about it. An incredible defensive job on both coaches
It's going to take over this game.
Oh, man. Almost out of bounds on the Rangers. They caught a break there. Lakewood has it down 5, 13-8, 4 to go.
That's a good move there by Olmstead Falls getting out.
A lot of emotion in this crowd.
Getting a hand off of Salo.
He almost stepped out of bounds again. I think he did. Did Kemp call it? Kemp called it.
Good call, Vince. You saw that when he stepped on the end line.
He did. I got a bad angle from that particular shot. I can see that one clear as day.
It would behoove Olmstead Falls to get Eric Hanna off of Tommy Salo. There's too big of a height advantage under there.
Yep.
Last thing he needs to do is get in foul trouble here, Vince.
Start switching it. Olmstead Falls has it. Looking to extend a 5-point lead. Drives the lane. Call before the shot on Lakewood. We'll see who they call it on.
And that's what we need to see from Eric Hanna. Just get aggressive. Get your own shot. Drive to the basket. Good things happen. Either you can pass it off and get your teammates one, just like he did there.
Alaska. Nails it. 2:46.
Timeout
call. 15-8.
Timeout call by the Rangers.
Looks like here early in this quarter, Vince, Olmstead Falls has found a way to get to the basket.
Yeah.
Not settling for those perimeter jumpers like they were early.
No way. Keep driving. Keep driving that lane when you can. MDG flooring.
Thank you for your support. Also, if you reserve the Super Bowl football score...
Guys, it's loud in here. If you're in need of flooring, MDG has you covered. For your home, your office, look no further than MDG Flooring in Medina. My guy Steve, it was his birthday. Happy birthday, Steve. You can find MDG Flooring at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. Or call him at 330-725-5252. wish Steve Wallbot happy birthday. What a game, Ruben.
Yeah, this is turning into the North Olmsted, or excuse me, did I say North Olmsted? Olmsted Falls pace here. This is how they want it. They got to get their player hand involved in the game a little more, though, Vince.
Yep, indeed. 15-8, Rangers trailing, have the ball, working from right to left. Here's Sala. Spin move, nope. Sala trapped. Nice shot there, it's good! Wow, Tommy Sala got trapped, broke it, long-armed it in.
Yeah, Sala stuck with it there.
There
was some good defense there by Stefan, but he stuck with it.
Yeah. Stefan Austin having himself a night. Definitely a good first half, 15-10. Bulldogs have it and lead it. It might be 0 degrees outside, but it is red hot in Bulldog Nation tonight. Olmsted Falls has it. Dribbling around. And they're taking their time. When Olmsted Falls first got the ball, I was clean shaved. Now I got a 5 o'clock shadow. They keep passing it around. Deep three ball. No good. Terrible shot selection.
Yeah, Eric Hanna.
He's trying to get anything he can.
Eric Hanna's frustrated. He's just settling for whatever shot he can get.
That's got to change. 15-10. Rangers rebound. Have the ball. Smith. Spin move by Smith. Beautiful, but misses the shot. Nobody follows it up. Bulldogs have it.
And Timmy Smith's been getting in the lane like that all game long, Vince. Sooner or later, Olmsted Falls is going to pay for that.
Yep. Here's Hanna. His first points. No. They got to get him going. Lakewood has it. It's up. It's good. Good transition bucket there, Ruben. Let me get the number. Christian Marcano.
Yeah, Marcano and the Rangers caught Olmsted Falls asleep here. I guess the whole team is stunned about what's going on with Eric Hanna here tonight.
Got to get him going.
He's 0 for 8 from the field, Vince.
Got to get him moving. Under 2 to go, 15-12. Despite the lack of Hanna, they're up 3. Lakewood, one of the best defensive teams in the state. Olmsted Falls dealing with some serious hecklers on the Lakewood side.
There goes Olmsted Falls, passing the ball around the perimeter, looking for I don't know what.
They need to drive it in. Nice shot there, though. Brady Gillespie ain't afraid to shoot.
There you go. You take it in closer to the basket, your percentage to make the basket is higher.
Gillespie's got some bravado. I love that kid. Austin playing football. Receiver and a D-back, he's a beast. Here comes Lakewood. No foul called. It's up. It's good.
Tommy Sala with a good follow-up on a missed shot there.
Indeed. Tommy Sala, right place, right time. A hustle play. 17-14.
And for those, for you kiddos out there listening, that's the way you beat a half-court trap or any kind of a cross.
And Eric Hanna finally breaks the seal with a three ball by Hanna. Turnover, Bulldogs have it. Looking to extend.
Hanna with his first points coming with 1 minute to go in the half.
Needs to shoot it again. 20-14. Hanna's first points give the Bulldogs their biggest lead of the game. Up 6. Up again, no good. Rebound. Kerry Kemp on the call. And they're going to call.
They call an offensive foul. And Galaska pushed off as he got the rebound. But what I was getting to before.
Oh, yeah.
When you got this full court press or half court press,
set it up again.
These players tend to dribble the ball and try to get out of it the fastest. And the best way to break this press is just go over the top with it.
You got to pass it over the top. Ruben, I cannot agree with you more. You're going to dribble yourself into danger.
Just like he's doing now. Dribble. That's what it costs you.
And there, you're right. You called it. Nostradamus Ruben. Turnover. Back to the Bulldogs. Three ball, got it!
It's a possible 5-point swing there. Mr. Dribble went ahead and gave it up.
Ryan Higginbottom, bottom of the net.
It cost him a three, but Tommy Sallow comes back with another three-pointer.
23-16, Bulldogs have it. 10 seconds to go, they will hold for the final shot. 8 seconds, Bulldogs have it. 6 seconds, Bulldogs have it. Olmsted Falls out of bounds.
It should stay there.
2.2 to go, 23-16. Got to shoot quick.
Yeah, 2.2 to go, but it's still time to get a shot off here.
Olmsted Falls inbound underneath the basket. Up by 7, looking to extend by halftime. 2.2 to go.
This is the part where they've got their best shooter. The league's MVP from last year, inbounding the ball instead of taking the last shot.
Ball, got it! There it was, Michael Fritz.
And that puts the score back. Olmsted Falls 26, Lakewood 16.
And what do I know, Vince? Arguably the league's MVP inbounding the ball when he should have been taking the last shot.
Eric Fritz. He was going to shoot it, then he wasn't, then he chucked it up and went in.
And Fritz goes ahead and drills it. Give him a 10-point halftime lead.
Fans, we'll be right back. All right, fans, we're going to use this halftime timeout. Wrap up our sponsors for the night here, Mullins Construction. It doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor, Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They have new plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home office will need. Visit them today, www.creightons.com. It's cold outside, freezing cold outside. Pretty soon, it will be warm, and when it is, sign your kid up for Soccer Shots Cleveland. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch will be perfect for some outdoor action. Sign your kids up for Soccer Shots today. Workout Factory. Are you looking to work those post-holiday pounds off your belt? I don't blame you. I am. And you have a busy schedule, need a place to work out at any time that's always open? It's not Sweet Caroline, it's the Workout Factory. Tonight, at the end of the game, we'll be giving away our Senate Trophy Player of the Game. But for now, Senate Trophy has been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years for all your trophy and celebration needs. This trusted company is on time and completes the work to perfection every time. Visit them today at 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland. Finally, the Cleveland Clothing Company. Cleveland Clothing has been spreading Cleveland pride on time, one t-shirt at a time since 2008. Cleveland Clothing has you covered with all your Cleveland needs, from socks to hats, super soft tees and hoodies. Use the promo code SPORTS20 for 20% off your purchase.
Callan Kaufman.
We'll be right back with the second half. And fans, not only are you hearing our voices, but if you go to a certain somebody, you can see the best highlight reels around. Here he is to tell us about it, Kyle Goodwin.
Where can we find you?
What's up, Vince? You go to OhioSportsNet.tv, and any sport you want that we cover is on there. So, appreciate the cover.
Where are you going to be this week?
Question. It's kind of up in the air because of school closing, so we got to see where out of the replays are, but might be a Buckeye on Friday, but we'll be someplace.
Where have you been the last couple games? They can check you out.
I've seen Metter against Strongsville, I've seen Lorraine quite a bit, so there's some really good games up there.
And will we see you at the Beering Cup?
What's that?
Will we see you at the Beering Cup?
Possibly. I was looking at possibly Amherst Homestead Falls. That'd be a good game.
All right, my man. Thank you. Alrighty, we are back moving. Up and running, my man.
Here we go, the second half. We'll probably see a tail of two hands here.
I think so.
Homestead Falls with a 10-point lead, and their star player with 3 points on 1-10 shooting.
It doesn't even feel like it's a 10-point game.
It doesn't even feel like a 10-point game, but you know, Lakewood better still keep an eye on him, because if he gets off, this could be a long second half for Lakewood.
And we are underway. Second half. Now Lakewood will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Purple tops, purple trunks, yellow numbers. And Ruben, I say it every time, man. I love those jerseys. It reminds me of the Showtime Lakers every time.
The old style purple Lakers.
Oh, turnover instantly though. Bulldogs have it. 12-point lead. And Michael Fritz, who hit the three ball to close the first half, gets a fast break still to open the second half. Biggest lead of the game.
Again, that was on a bad pass.
Oh, yeah. Lakewood tries to dunk it. And Salah.
Salah trying to play Showtime Laker basketball there. He missed a dunk.
Should have just hit the layup when you're down 12. All right. Homestead Falls has it. This place is so loud, it almost knocked over our table. I had to do a King Kong Bunny squash to keep it from tipping. 28-16, 7 minutes to go. Good trap there by Lakewood, but a wide-open three ball. Homestead Falls misses it. Good hustle by Falls, but it's going to go back to Rangers.
Smith.
They got a deep ball to Marcano. It's
Marcano
up. It's good.
The basket.
Yeah.
It's in there cherry-picking. He got the layup.
Yeah, he definitely cherry-picked. And now Homestead Falls cherry-picks for two. Good recovery, though. There's Hannah. He needs to hit this. He does.
You got it. You got to keep a body on him, Bill.
Oh!
Can't afford to let him loose like that this half, or they're in trouble.
No doubt about it. Good hustle play there by Galaska from Olmsted Falls. The kid plays basketball like I watched him play football, I'll tell you that. Big lead now for Olmsted Falls. Eric Hanna starting to heat up. That could be dangerous for the Rangers. Here's Mims.
Once again, the Olmsted Falls defense is keeping these guys out on the perimeter.
Over to Darby. Hey, you're 100% right.
Nothing inside to Sala.
Here is Smith. It's up. No good.
That's
you're right.
Third time today that Smith has had whatever he wants going down the lane. Just can't get the ball to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Gets to the line this time, though. Maybe he can put the free throws in.
No doubt about it.
That's his first team first. The line for the Rangers. Shooting two, number five, Tim Smith.
All right, so it's 31-18. Lakewood looking to climb back in it. Smith, first shot, in and out.
Yeah, Smith has been getting inside on his guards all day. May need a little bit more of that. He's got to get that ball to drop, though.
6:08 to play, 31-18. Lakewood again. Tim Smith at the line.
And once again, Lakewood comes out here 2 minutes in with some fresh legs.
Nails it. 31-19.
Here we go with dribbling. Dribble, dribble, dribble. You got to pass the ball.
You got to pass through it. Ruben is 100% right. Hanna underneath, open the hoop. It's up. Stuffed by Sala. Galaska has it as the Bulldogs will keep it off the stuff.
Yeah, that's a mismatch for Hanna in there. He's got to stay away from Sala.
Yep. Too athletic. Galaska, top of the key, swings it. Fritz, who's had a big game, has it. Olmsted Falls now slowing it down, resetting the offense. Here's Galaska, swings it. Hanna, three ball. No good. Off the top of the rim, off the top of the basket.
Man, that wide open shot.
Again, fans.
Those usually go in for Hanna, but not tonight.
Yeah, we're going to take this break alongside the Keon Sports Radio Network. And we're back. And fans, we want to thank all of our sponsors. Me and Ruben, this is a dream of ours, guys. We're going to keep it real, real for you. This is an absolute dream for myself and Ruben. And if it wasn't for the sponsors, we couldn't do it as well as we do it. So thank you, sponsors, for listening and supporting us. If you want to be a sponsor, it's CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Or tweet at my man, Ruben. Ruben, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at RubeRodriguez5 on Twitter. And I look at those sentiments of Vince. And also, we want to thank the turnover. The ball goes back to Olmsted Falls. We want to thank the schools that are actually for their hospitality. Every time we come and do these games, it's top-notch.
Absolutely.
And they treat us with, like I said, we never see how fast this was working for us, but...
Oh, yeah.
With their support, we'll be okay, Vince.
I never saw it coming, but we are so grateful to have it. So here we go. Olmsted Falls looking to extend the lead. It's up. It's good. Number 21, Ryan Higginbotham. Higginbotham with a big night. His 8th points.
Yeah, that was Eric Hanna doing it in other ways, Vince.
He's going to have to.
Zero penetration and dishing off to his teammate. Higginbotham with an easy layup.
And the Lakewood team that got off the bus today is not the Lakewood team we've seen so far this season. They are yet to wake up. Now down 14. My humble opinion, they're the best team in the conference, but they need a snap out of this. They are fresh off a loss to Berea Mid-Park. Maybe that's lingering. They lost on Saturday night.
Yeah, like I said in the pregame, Vince, Olmsted Falls had this one circled.
Indeed. Another turnover. Back to the Bulldogs. Oh, boy. I tell you what, Ruben, Lakewood's in serious trouble right now. Down 14. Here. This was about a 3-point game with a minute to go in the first half.
Passes like that help. Not a good decision there by Michael Fritz. There was no one to throw the ball to in the corner. Costly turnover there. It's the time of the game, but it could have put something away here.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
What's your next game? What's your next game?
You.
Bill.
It was Mims there. Vince with a 2-pointer inside the 3-point arc. And we have an official timeout here. 33-21, Olmsted Falls with 4:18 to go in the third.
And guys, we want to remind you, the Olmsted Falls girls basketball team, which is actually the actual show of Olmsted Falls, they come from miles away to watch the girls. I mean, everybody, people, relatives come out of the woodwork. Everybody wants to watch them. They play Saturday on the road against Ridgeville at 1:30. So throw that little shot out for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nothing like our first shot at broadcasting a girls' A girls basketball game a couple weeks ago Saturday. It was fantastic.
Elizabeth Flynn, oh my God.
A buzzer beating 54-52 win by Avon or Maria Midpark, but
sensational.
You couldn't see better basketball than those young ladies played that afternoon.
And guys, oh absolutely. And in case you couldn't figure it out by now, tomorrow's game has been canceled. Our apologies to Berea Midpark in North Ridgeville, but 0 degrees. They have canceled school the next 2 days, so we will put another game on the schedule to go ahead and make up for that one, right, bud?
And boy, nobody happier than I, because I'm too old to go out in 35 below zero weather, Vince. Thank you very much, kids.
That's right.
We'll get you another time.
He's not the best color man in the business for no reason, folks. He keeps it real. All right, 4:18 to go. A 12-point lead. Olmsted Falls has the ball, looking to build upon it. Need to get through that press. They don't. Another turnover.
Yeah, there's too much dribbling going on here, Vince. These ain't the Harlem Globetrotters. You're past the ball.
Big time.
Get it out of the backcourt.
Lakewood has it. Stripped of it. Another turnover. I don't know if any of our stat keepers are keeping turnovers. Anybody? Turnovers on this area? No? No turnovers? No? I'd have to say at least 10 each, if not more.
That's what they teach you in CYO. The way to beat this press, go over the top of it. The ball gets there quicker when you throw it than bouncing it.
And you would think the two best teams in the conference would know how to beat a press, but they're not. Three ball. Olmsted Falls, no good. Shannon Cotto battles for the rebound. No good. Over the back. All right, Rangers have it. Mims.
That rebound was all Cotto's by sticking his hands in there. Yes. The smallest guy on the court.
Yep.
And it led to a three-point shot.
So Derek Walker, the beneficiary of Shannon Cotto's hard work. Yeah, no doubt about it. Brings it back to single digits. Now 33-9. 33-24, 9-point game. Hard fall under the hoop.
Yeah, they called a charge on that play.
That's my guy, Galasco. Braden, man. He's hard-nosed.
I would like to see that one again. Unfortunately, we can't, but one of those are both players up in the air.
Now, Stefan back in the game. He was a big difference maker in that first half. And back in the game for the Rangers, number 5, Tim Smith, the 6-foot point forward, as you call him. Here we go.
Here we go with Olmsted Falls and a full-court pressure. I've been waiting for this.
And there, Lakewood finally breaks it. Lakewood down by 9, single digits, needs to continue to come into it.
Vince, I got to tell you, I got a family member in North Carolina that hinted to me about this full-court press from Olmsted Falls. They used to do it in the past, and it looks like it's reared up again.
That is
this
for
time,
sure.
Lakewood's the one that's going to get a piece of it.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. So Smith travels. Ruben, do you agree with that call? Kerry Kemp.
I didn't agree with the charge on the other end either, so.
All righty. 2:40 on the clock, third quarter.
Looks to me that was a makeup for the charge. That wasn't a charge on the other end either.
Very could have been. So here we go now, 33-24.
Here we go with the dribbling, Vince.
Rangers have it. Bulldogs have it. Good defense by Cotto. He is all over Hannah.
Yeah.
Swing out, Bulldogs three-pointer, no good. Mims on the rebound. Mims.
Cotto played the same type of defense.
Caught by a cheerleader. This has to be Olmsted Falls' ball. Has to be. This looks like a terrible call. If they give this ball to Lakewood, it's a terrible call. There you go.
And the right call was finally made there.
Yep. That wasn't even close.
That ball was definitely out of bounds on Lakewood.
Lakewood out of bounds with the ball. Chucks it up, has one of their cheerleaders catch it. I mean, clear as clear gets. And they make the right call, back to Olmsted Falls it goes. 2:09 to go, 33-24.
And this is what I was expecting here tonight. 900 referees sitting here in the stands.
Olmsted Falls, Hannah, Cotto all over them. Yeah. Back to Lakewood. Back to Olmsted Falls. Bulldogs have it. Shannon Cotto was incredible on
Shannon
defense.
Cotto was just one special type of player, one special type of human being out here, man.
I love watching him play defense. Love Good watching tremendous. Him play defense. He's all over Hannah again. Cotto, hand in the face of Hannah, air ball. That is all Shannon Cotto.
Yeah. That's what he was doing to him in the first matchup at Lakewood in December.
He's everywhere, fans. Lakewood has it. They need to score. Down 9. Minute and a half to go.
He brought it with him tonight again. Hannah frustrated already. On a 2-for-15 shooting night. Now he's got to deal with Shannon.
Nice play. And that's what we talked about. Tim Smith has it anytime he wants it. Nice drive in for two by Smith. Go ahead, Ruby.
Yeah,
Smith has it every time.
Absolutely correct. He's got to make it.
Shannon Cotto, no good. He has it every time, Ruben. Out of bounds, Bulldogs. Timeout needs to be called by Olmsted Falls right now.
Yeah, this is getting away from Olmsted Falls here. They started running into this playground type of basketball, and that's not their game.
Gavin Dietrich playing hurt, has something jammed up his nose.
Yeah, they're playing into Lakewood's hands here. This is what Lakewood wants, a run and gun.
Big time.
And keeps Hannah out of the game as well.
Big time. I couldn't agree more. Eric Hanna held to 6 points thanks to the defense by Shannon Cotto. All right, so Lakewood's going to have to go full court here. Full court press. Look at this.
Yeah.
All 10 players on the defensive side of the ball in the key. You don't see this too often.
Yeah, it says that Olmsted, that vaunted Olmsted Falls full court press.
Holy smokes.
And there, that's how you beat it.
Wow. Lakewood breaks it and gets fouled.
That's how you beat it, Vince. You pass the ball over the top of the defense,
yep.
And it leads to then you force the defense to make a move.
I agree.
Instead of sitting here dribbling off the clock in the backcourt, you pass the ball. One pass it took for them to cause to commit a foul.
I've been covering basketball for a long time. It's the first time I've seen 10 players on a full court press. That was insane. All underneath one basket. All right, 52 seconds to go. Lakewood has it, down by 7. Reach in, not called. Good defense there by Olmsted Falls. Smith keeps it. Sala sets the pick. Here comes Smith again. Slam dunk city by Darby. Two-hand slam dunk.
Darby. Put a little sauce on that meatball, Vince. That's the game now, 5-point lead.
Wham with both hands by Darby. Three ball by Fritz to shut it up. No! Velasco, rebound. Still, here comes Walker. We have a ball game moving. Woo! Well, 33-30, Walker.
Not a good pass by him.
Derek Walker gets the pass, goes coast to coast.
I can't hear
myself.
Makes the
layup and gets fouled.
Hannah with a bad pass. Led to a layup. Derek Walker coming off the bench. Huge here for Lakewood. With 6 points in, hopefully he can make it 7 here. Cut this lead to 1 or to 2 points.
Hell of a play by Walker. Just like that. 33-31. 2-point game and we have a ball game.
This started with the defense of Shannon Cotto. When he came in, he lifted this team on to another level.
Olmsted Falls has it. Here's Hannah. Swings it. Three ball. Fritz. It's up. It's good.
Yeah, that's best. Michael Fritz ending the last two quarters with a 3-point buzzer beater.
He did.
That's the difference in the game so far.
Olmsted Falls up by 5 thanks to back-to-back buzzer beaters by Fritz.
Yeah, Lakewood forgot to play those last 2 seconds out.
Twice,
and it cost him 6 points.
36-31, 8 minutes to go. We'll be right back on the Kia Sports Radio Network. Welcome back, everyone, to the Kia Sports Radio Network.
And Mitch, you know you've heard the saying, it's different as night and day. Eric Hanna with a 49-point performance 2 days ago in a mauling of Westlake. He's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter on 2-for-16 shooting.
And we're underway in the fourth quarter, 36-31, Lakewood trails the Bulldogs. It's a wild one tonight. 7:48 to go. Olmsted Falls has it underneath Lakewood's hoop. Olmsted Falls swings it. Here's Fritz. Fritz has been red hot. Back to Fritz. Up top again. To Hannah. Holds it. Holds it. Go ahead.
Put a little bit of height on him with Salah. Now you're switching Smith and Salah.
Here's Hannah. Fritz again. High octane. High octane. Another three ball by Fritz.
Yeah, Michael Fritz with a big shot there, Vince, in the corner. And a steal.
Turnover! Fritz! Jump ball called! Twitch call timeout! He got it! What a play by Fritz and the Bulldogs!
And Michael Fritz is all over the court, Vince. Hit a big three to end the third quarter. An even bigger three to start the fourth quarter from a corner. And now diving in after a loose ball call timeout. Offset balls are going to get back in control of this game.
You don't think that was a jump ball? Like you think I mean, I heard the coach scream the timeout, but to me it looked like a jump.
Well, it could be a judgment. Maybe the one referee saw it differently. He saw before he signaled for a jump ball, he saw the coach, Delizio, call for a timeout.
All right, 39-31. 7:17 to go. Bulldogs, what a night. What a night. Total team effort. Fritz has been red hot. 11 points, 3 balls by Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz, Michael Fritz knows that he's needed out there tonight.
All right, Galaska to inbound it for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Eric Hanna, just not his night tonight. His teammates are stepping up for him, picking him up.
All right, here we go. 8-point lead in the ball for the Bulldogs.
A little bit of a half-court trap here by Lake, but we'll see how Olmsted Falls handles it very well, thank you.
Olmsted Falls swings it down low. Bulldogs have it. It's up. Stop! Hanna cannot catch a break. Darby swatted it away.
Now, Lake was using their height on Hanna all night long. He's going to...
Darby's got those ups. He's short on his dunk. Lakewood, Smith again, drives it, it's up. No good, he needs to make those.
Got to make those layups, especially
Tim Smith
in the
has it all day. And Ruben, like you said, he's had it all day, has
all
Tim
day.
Smith.
It's his fourth or fifth one. Bunny, he's missed under there.
Here, and here's Fritz. Stolen away by Smith, coming our way. And guys, we got our first action of the season. Woo! The whole thing rocked.
All
right. Bulldogs,
number 44,
Gavin
Dietrich.
Well, there it is, 39-31.
Marcano coming in for Mims for Lakewood. Getting those fresh legs in here.
All right, 39-31. Nolasco has it for the Bulldogs. Braden gets it in. Finds Fritz. Fritz will lead the charge here.
A tough time.
Half court pass.
Out of bounds.
Okay, ball will stay with Olmsted Falls. Off the leg of Lakewood. We're going to readjust here. We'll be right back. And we're back. 6:20 to go. Olmsted Falls has it. Looking to extend the lead up 8. Swings it out. 3 by Fritz. No good. Rebound Hanna. No good. Rangers have it. Scamper.
Timeout by Lakewood.
Timeout Lakewood.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, Lakewood.
How many timeouts they got left?
Lakewood in a man-to-man defense there on that possession. Fritz threw one up there.
Please check the Olmsted Falls Athletic website and Twitter for updates on that game.
Fritz threw it up, but Lakewood has to now try to find a way to use their triple penetration, their height, try to get more baskets up underneath, or try to get some points underneath the basket. They're almost in panic mode here. They got 8. They're down 8 with 6 minutes to go. And again, in the back of their mind, they still have to be cognizant of Eric Hanna. He hasn't had a good shooting day today, but players like that, all they got to see is one of them go in.
Yep.
Whether it's on the free throw line or a little bunny, when he sees one go in.
All right, here we go. 39-31.
There's that full court press from Olmsted Falls.
Too much dribbling by the Rangers yet again. Finally, Darby breaks it. Almost turns it over, though. Weird play to call the timeout. To Smith. Back to Marcano. Marcano getting trapped in the corner.
Marcano inside.
Sala has it.
Yeah,
Tommy
Sala got in there. He wiggled away from Fritz and got an easy layup.
39-33. 5.5 to go. Bulldogs lead it with the ball, going from right to left. White top, white trunks, yellow print. Bulldogs have it. Up 6, looking to extend. Bulldogs have it. Back up top of the key. Here's Golasco.
Here's that man-to-man defense that Lakewood came back in the game with when they had.
Golasco thought about a long three. Passed up on it. Golasco again. Three ball. Got it.
That's a very veteran, very patient offensive set by Olmsted Falls. They worked it around the perimeter until they got the shot they wanted.
Marcano to answer with a three. No. Ball back to Golasco and the Bulldogs. They will stay with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and Lakewood's got to stop getting into that cross half court and start heaving. They still got time to get into this game. They can't be just throwing up darts.
All right, catch your breath. 4:58 to go. Bulldogs up 9 with the ball. We'll have to go full court here.
May not have a breath left, Vince, here pretty soon.
Yeah, need to break the press right now. Have to break it. They over a back knock called. Turnover anyways. Lucky what has it. 2 points. Mins. And Olmsted Falls went over and back. Wasn't
yeah, Hickenbottom got himself caught at the timeline and was forced into a pass stolen by Mins for an easy layup.
Yep. Fritz to Hickenbottom. Back to Fritz. Almost reach in, not called on Walker. Now they're going to call a timeout. Yeah.
Timeout Olmsted Falls.
Be right back. Yeah. All right, we are back. 42-35. 4.5 to go. Olmsted Falls has it. Looking to extend the lead. Off to Fritz. Fritz, top of the key.
Yeah, Lakewood's in that scramble defense. They're just doubling up whoever has the ball.
Oh. Possible turnover there on Fritz, but a foul called on Lakewood instead. Lakewood only their second. Lakewood's only second foul the entire half.
Yeah, Walker was caught reaching around. He got the ball, but he got a lot of his arm, too.
Yep. All right, Braden will have it. Here come the Bulldogs.
Got Smith on Hannah.
It's Fritz. Top of the key, looking to do something with it. Fritz drives, kicks out. Higginbottom. Three ball, nope. Passes it up. Back up top, a reset. It's Hannah. Hannah with Smith all over him.
Looks like Olmsted Falls content with just taking some air out of the ball here, Vince.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Lakewood might
yet.
Have to go back to Shannon Cottle, get a turnover. Darby, top of the key on defense. They double him up. They double up Higginbottom. No turnover there. Stays with Fritz. Fritz down low. It's up. It's in. Gavin Dietrich, man.
Olmsted Falls using their veteran experience. Great Gavin ball Dietrich. Handling. Yeah. Passing the ball around the perimeter led to an easy layup.
Took their time. Made it work. All right. Walker has it, top of the key. Walker to Sala. Sala trapped in the corner, out to Darby. Darby back to Sala. Sala. Oh, they're going to call a block and Olmsted Falls. Golasco could have went either way.
And that's a 50-50 call there. You're going to call that either way.
Looks like Sala might have dropped his shoulder on Golasco there. Braden Golasco plays physical.
Yeah, you call those. Either way, only half the place will be mad, Vince.
That's right. 44-35. Lakewood has it. Here's Walker. Walker looking. Find Smith. Top of the key. Three ball. Smith. Got it. Beautiful shot there by Timmy Smith.
Yeah, Timmy Smith's been getting anything he wants all night long.
44-38. Olmsted Falls has it. Hannah answered. Got it. Hannah answers the three ball Smith.
Like I said,
turnover
Vince.
Rangers. Turnover Rangers. Golasco has it.
Woo! Yeah, it's getting away from Lakewood now. That one basket by Hannah fired him up.
Unbelievable. Three ball. Lakewood no good. Back to Marcano. Marcano Darby. Darby up. Darby good.
And they take a quick timeout. They were looking for something from Hannah all night. He hit a big three.
Walk us through it.
Full timeout called by the Rangers.
And then dove on the floor in midcourt, causing a turnover that led to a layup
49.
By Dietrich.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this ridiculous defense. Not playing with composure at all, Lakewood. They hit a three, immediately give up that three, turn it right over, no composure.
But Vince, they're getting a little bit of their own medicine of what they did to Olmsted Falls in December.
Yep. 49-40, Bulldogs lead it. 2:22 to go on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Here's a storyline to watch right now. Golasco remaining in the game for the Bulldogs. Braden playing with four fouls, 2:22 to go. His team up 9.
Good thing about that, though, Vince, you can go to the bench. You can bring Higginbotham in.
Yep. No doubt about
it. You got to stay aggressive. Here comes another full-court press from Lakewood.
Golasco looking to break it. Olmstead falls. There cross you go. Court. There's Fritz. There, and that's how you pass right through it.
Hannah.
Eric Hanna finishes it off.
As I've been saying, pass the ball to break the press. It leads to easy layups.
Up 11. Smith needs to take it over right now. Good evening by Fritz. Here's Tommy Sala. Sala left-handed. No good. Lakewood in serious trouble now. Down 11.
Dietrich in there. He shut his water off. Sala couldn't. Dietrich shut Tommy Sala's water up and let him in there.
All right. 51-40, minute 46 to go.
Number 23, that's
your
second team third.
Shannon checks in for Smith, I believe. This is an odd sub.
Yeah, for Tim Smith.
You're going to need Tim Smith in this game.
I think they're trading defense for points here.
I guess so. Interesting. Well, Tim Smith, the best player in Lakewood, comes out of the game. Olmstead Falls looking to put it away. Rebound, Darby. Darby swings it to Tommy Sala. Sala, coast to coast, gets fouled, no call.
Back nice rebound by Dietrich. He's playing a fine game underneath tonight.
Olmstead Falls swings it. Hand up top, they will take the air out of the ball right now.
Yeah, they don't need any more points. Just get the ball out of
foul.
Foul 51-41,
minute
20
to go.
Yeah, lost in this game tonight, Gavin Dietrich. What a performance.
We're going to switch it in. So you're right. So here comes Smith, out goes Cotto.
Young man's got a cotton ball sticking out of his nose all night. He's in there fighting and scratching.
Battling. All right, Olmstead Falls has it, minute 20. To Golasco. Now Lakewood has to start fouling, unfortunately, here. And they will. There's Darby. Just at 5 fouls, though.
Yeah.
Lakewood fans heading for the exits right now.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be disappointed. It's still a good Lakewood team, although they're going to drop to 7-5.
Yep.
Oh, Eric Hanna on the inbound. No good.
There's that man Dietrich again underneath.
Homestead Falls has it. Will not shoot it. They're smart. And Kerry Kemp blows his whistle on Salo.
They say, right, Vince, the cream always rises to the top. Here goes the defending.
That is his first team six.
That is true. So here's Golasco underneath the hoop. Olmstead Falls up 11. Now Lakewood one foul away from the bonus as they've committed 5 of those fouls in this quarter.
Yeah, they're going to start making this a free throw shooting game the rest of the way.
No doubt about it. There it is. Smith commits it. All right. They are now filing that bonus.
Tim Smith, that is his third, team 7. Bonus situation for Olmstead Falls. Black Bulldogs shooting the 1-1. Number 21, Higginbotham.
51-41, Higginbotham in the line to put this game on ice, as we will be walking on ice to our cars in a few minutes. 51-41, Higginbotham up. Higginbotham good! 52-40.
There's been a lot of big-time performances by Olmstead Falls, especially in the second half to pull away, but if I had to get my choice for the player of the game, I'm going to give my vote's going to be Michael Fritz.
Yeah, you know what? Took the words out of my mouth. I agree. Higginbotham nails it. I agree. Fritz is my Center Trophy player of the game.
Michael Fritz hit some big shots for this team while they were struggling to find their offense.
Three ball by Smith. No good. In a ball, and that will do it. 51 seconds left. Olmstead Falls up by 13. Oh boy.
Toss you up, Vince.
And the number there is Ryan Higginbotham. 55-40. Darby gets 2 for Lakewood. Too little, too late. And Olmstead Falls needs to hold the ball. They won't. They'll shoot. Hannah makes it.
Place got loud in a hurry again, Vince. But as I was saying, Michael Fritz.
Oh, yeah.
He set the tone for this team when they were struggling, looking for an offensive, something offensively tonight.
Coach screaming. Yep.
He hit some big buzzer beaters, and then he started the third quarter when they came out of the locker room and hit another big three and a steal,
yep.
And they just took off from there.
This is it, fans. 24 seconds to go. Lakewood down 15. Three ball, no good. Out of bounds. Olmsted Falls. And Olmsted Falls coach is screaming not to foul. I can't say I don't blame him. All right.
We're still coaching with 19 seconds left, Vince.
Yep. 57-42. Oh, look at the lights. I'm surprised that's legal. All right, 57-44. Fans, I wish you could see this. There it is.
And the final of the West Coast contest, Olmsted Falls 57, Lakewood 44.
All right. That's it, fans. Olmsted Falls victorious 57-44. And Ruben, what were your takeaways as we close out the night?
Yeah, what we saw here was the flexing of the muscle of the champion of this conference. Everything has to go through Olmsted Falls in the Southwestern Conference. Lakewood came in here with their chin up, their chest out. But
absolutely.
After beating them in December in their place, but they had to know somewhere that Olmsted Falls had this one circled, as I mentioned. They had a lot of folks here, a lot of noise, sorry.
No, it's all good.
And a lot of adjustments were made from the first game to this one. Although Shannon Cottle is a catalyst for the Lakewood team.
No doubt about it. The fans, when he came to the game defensively, he about turned it around.
Yeah, he almost turned it around. It cut it to like 2 points or 3 points, they couldn't sustain it.
Well, Derek Walker, I mean, that when that lip, when he got fouled, cut it all the way down to two after he made the foul shot.
Yeah.
There you go. But it was after that, Lakewood failed to score for about another 10 minutes.
But again, you know, it's, you know, like I said, the cream rises to the top. They're the kings of this division. It's going to be interesting to see how far Olmsted Falls goes. Sectionals are coming up mid-month next month. It'll be fun to watch and see how far they can go, Vince.
No doubt about it. All right, fans, that's it from Olmsted Falls. For your final score, the Bulldogs 57, the Lakewood Rangers 44 on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Have a good night, everybody.